107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Tonight's the night. Joining us on the phone line from Stratford Festival, it is an absolute pleasure to check in with Anne Swerdfeger. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning, Jamie.
Tonight is the night. How exciting is this, Anne?
I know, it's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Oh my gosh. A normal
red carpet gala opening at the Stratford Festival at the Festival Theater. Hooray!
So this is it. So Hamlet takes to the stage tonight. This is going to be just a special event, especially after 2 years of the pandemic. So set the stage for us tonight, Anne.
Well, I hope that people will come out and look at the people coming in their beautiful long dresses. All of us at the theater are very excited because we get to wear something that isn't sweatpants and isn't just dressy on the top because you're in a Zoom meeting. So we'll be dressed from head to toe as opposed to from the shoulders to the waist tonight. We'll have the police pipe and drum band. We'll be parading beginning at 6:30, and we'll have the red carpet. And CTV is going to be here covering some of the actors who are in the shows, doing some live coverage for us. And we're going to open Hamlet, this beautiful, beautiful show. What a wonderful experience it's going to be for us to be back in the theater with everybody who wants to be there and a beautiful show on stage indoors.
Oh, we so look forward to it. And this really is quite a year of celebrations. This is the 70th season for Stratford Festival.
It is our 70th. Happy 70th birthday to us.
Yes, it's almost like the platinum jubilation celebrations for Queen Elizabeth this weekend as well. There you go.
Interestingly enough, it is. She was her coronation was the same time as the opening of the inaugural season at the Stratford Festival. And in our archives, I remember reading about Tania Mazayevich, who was of course our first designer and the designer of the festival stage, about how she was getting ready to leave England and come here. And once she got here, she exchanged letters with all of her designer friends who were designing hats for the coronation.
Oh, that is incredible.
And then as she and Tyrone Guthrie and his wife, Judy, sailed to Canada, they passed three different ships that were sailing to England for the coronation, and some of them were carrying RCMP horses that were going to be part of the musical ride for the coronation, Canadian RCMP horses.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, so it's hard to believe that they were events that coincided, and it involved England, you know, the back and forth, the exchange of talent.
Absolutely. So it's a very special celebration. 70th season for the Stratford Festival, opening night tonight with Hamlet. And Anne, as we've chatted about, you can't ask for a better show to take the stage. And some of the early reviews, I know the previews have already happened, of course, with Hamlet. It opens tonight. But one review saying, saw Hamlet, were blown away. I never would have imagined such a seamless mix of modern technology with an ancient script. Well done. There you go.
Yeah, people are really responding well to it, including this one who's talking right now. I absolutely love it.
All right. So again, Hamlet tonight, Stratford Festival. It's going to be a very, very special night. And this is continuing to be a big week at the Stratford Festival, Anne.
That's right. We've got more openings, Chicago tomorrow and then Richard III on Saturday. And that, of course, is the official gala red carpet opening of the new Tom Patterson Theater. We have the ribbon cutting, and so many members of the community came out for that. And it was a really special day. Wow. So we get to open the auditorium officially on Saturday. And just slightly after 11 at night, we're going to have a beautiful drone show over the Avon River. And I think the best way to describe what that is that it would be like silent fireworks. We, of course, didn't want to disturb the wildlife or people, but particularly the wildlife. So we're having this a beautiful drone show over the river after the performance of Richard III, which I think will be really beautiful.
Well, there you go. Incredible technology at our fingertips here with Stratford Festival. Opening night tonight, Chicago opens Friday, and then Richard III opens Saturday. What a week. We are back with the Stratford Festival. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the details. And enjoy tonight.
Thank you. I will.